Let's kick it.
Can you imagine if I showed up playing this on the streets? I'd find it kind of funny, but a lot of people wouldn't. Jessica Vaughn is the Director of Policy Studies, the Center for Immigration Studies, and I'm glad to have you here, Jessica. So help me understand what happened with the ICE raids that we were told would take place on Sunday. Did any of them occur? Or?
Well, there have been some reports that they occurred, but I have not seen anything credible or any specific instances of them taking place, but that doesn't mean they didn't happen. Typically, these operations actually play out over a few days rather than all taking place on one day. And the numbers of people that ICE was targeting in this particular raid reportedly was not very large, something like a couple thousand people out of the population of 10 million or 12 million illegal aliens. So, I'm not sure that anybody would necessarily notice.
Were these people? Is it correct to say that these were all individuals who had had their day in court and had been ordered out of the country but just refused to leave?
That's right. ICE has said that the targets of this operation were people who were included in a special program that they set up as a pilot program to try to address this problem of asylum seekers flooding our immigration court system, making frivolous claims to asylum and not showing up for their hearings. And the fact that they're able to get away with this has been one of the motivations behind more people trying to come here illegally. So these are people who were put on what's called a last in, first out docket, given quick immigration court hearings. Most of them, like 2,000 out of the 2,500 involved, never showed up for their hearings. Then I sent them subsequent notices saying, you missed your hearing. That means you were ordered removed and, you don't have status anymore. Please come to our office so we can make arrangements with you to go home. They ignored that as well. And so now ICE said, sent them another notice, said, you're now subject to arrest, and then announced that they were actually going to do it. So it's a specialized group of people that have had their day in court and ignored multiple efforts by ICE to remove them sort of at their own pace. And now they're going to face the consequences for that. If you or I ignored multiple notices or summons to appear in court, someone would be coming after us, too.
Oh, yeah. Try speeding down I-95 at, 98 miles an hour and then skip your court date. See what happens.
Exactly.
You think that's
exactly.
Not. So do you think that the president and the folks who are running ICE these days are using this news cycle to try to send a message domestically and internationally that they're taking this seriously now and try to turn some people around or at least make them give a second thought before they come to the United States?
Well, there's no question that the Trump administration wants to send the message to prospective illegal immigrants around the world that they are less likely to get away with it now. They, they think one of the strongest ways to stop this surge would be to send people home, so that their friends and family say, that wasn't worth it. I'm not going to try it now.
Right.
But I think there is some domestic messaging involved as well to voters who elected Trump to do a better job enforcing immigration laws and to sanctuary jurisdictions that thumb their nose at immigration enforcement to show that, ICE is going to do its job regardless of their misguided sanctuary policies, and to help out communities that are burdened with illegal immigration.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of things on Facebook. Some of them I just couldn't believe were right. How does Donald Trump stack up compared to George W. Bush and Barack Obama at this stage in his presidency when it comes to deportations?
Well, the rate of deportations or the number of interior deportations has gone up only slightly, maybe 20% or so. And that has a lot to do with the sanctuary policies that are making it tougher for ICE to do its job. Now, instead of going to a jail to process 10 criminal aliens in a day, an ICE officer has to spend weeks locating and then surveilling and going out into the field to arrest one illegal alien criminal that was released by a sanctuary policy. Mm-hmm. And so there, it just takes a lot more time and resources on, you know, the border apprehensions have actually gone up dramatically because of this influx of families bringing children, thinking that they're going to be caught and released. And that is going to create more workload for ICE down the line. But the administration is really waiting for some court cases to break that will allow it to go ahead with its plans to step up interior enforcement.
And I know we're running out of time, but tell me about the vice president visiting some of these camps, detention centers. I mean, the memes that were going around comparing him to Adolf Hitler's second in command just were disgusting for me to see. What did the vice president, why was he doing this, and what did he say when it concluded?
Well, the vice president went down to, because of all the controversy that's been created by opponents of immigration enforcement trying to portray these centers where families are held in custody as concentration camps. And what the vice president saw was an agency struggling with this crushing influx of cases, but doing their best to make sure that people are treated humanely. They're kept in clean conditions, given food to eat, clothes to wear, medical care, and they're doing the best they can. But it took Congress far too long to provide them with the resources they need to prevent these centers from getting overcrowded.
And now you've got something of a mess that the folks who are dealing with the issue have to struggle through. And that's just super clear. And I'm glad that the vice president shined some light on it. Jessica Vaughn, the director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.